From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There was supposed to be a ceasefire in effect between Israel and Palestinian militants at this hour, but the Israeli military says it has collapsed. The Israeli military also says it suspects an Israeli soldier may have been kidnapped. NPR's Emily Harris is in Gaza.
There's clearly been some fighting in the southern part of Gaza and around the Rafah area. The Israeli Prime Minister's office is saying that Hamas has blatantly violated the ceasefire that it committed to, made a commitment to keep with Secretary of State John Kerry and United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. An Israeli official told me that at that point, the only Israeli fire since 8 o'clock when the ceasefire was supposed to have begun was responding to attacks.
NPR's Emily Harris. But Palestinian media report the Israeli attacks have been deadly. Following reports of Israeli shell fire, Palestinian media say at least 40 Palestinians have been killed in the latest fighting. The Labor Department has its latest look at the job market this morning when it releases unemployment numbers for July. NPR's Craig Windham says surveys of economists indicate they expect the report to show at least 230,000 jobs were created last month.
If analysts are correct, July would be the sixth straight month that at least 200,000 new jobs were created. That's the longest such streak since 1997. But economist Sean Snaith at the University of Central Florida says he's not sure yet that a deeper healing in the labor market is underway.
These headline numbers, they look like everything's heading in the right direction and everything's sort of coming up roses.
He says a further drop in the unemployment rate, for instance, could be misleading.
Some of this decline has really been driven by a shrinking labor force rather than what we'd like to see happen, and that is people who are not working are finding jobs.
And Snaith says many people who are working are having to settle for part-time jobs. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Reports say an American relief worker suffering from Ebola in West Africa will be flown to the U.S. for care. The worker's name has not been released. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has more.
The Centers for Disease Control says it's working with the State Department to facilitate the transfer. It's expected that the American Ebola patient will be flown from West Africa to a special isolation unit at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Two American medical workers who have tested positive for Ebola in Liberia are receiving care in isolation. Physician Kent Brantley, who works for Christian organization Samaritan's Purse, and Nancy Wrightbull, who's a hygienist and a missionary with an allied relief group, was said to be in a serious but stable condition. News of the transfer follows reports that their health has worsened. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. A court in Uganda has overturned that country's law increasing criminal penalties on gays and lesbians. The ruling may have been on a technical basis. That is, the law was passed during a session of Uganda's parliament that didn't have a quorum. The law mandates life prison terms for people found to have engaged in homosexual sex. People who have, quote, attempted homosexuality or promote homosexuality face harsh prison terms, too. The law has been widely supported in Uganda but condemned by Western countries. International investigators have reached the wreckage of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in eastern Ukraine. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports experts are trying to recover human remains and evidence in a war zone.
Observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe say that dozens of international experts reached the site on Friday. Their mission was delayed for days because fierce fighting made it dangerous to approach the site where the passenger jet was shot down. The Ukrainian army declared a ceasefire in the immediate area of the wreckage site, but pro-Russian paramilitaries ambushed a Ukrainian unit overnight. The Ukrainian military said the separatists killed at least 10 Ukrainian soldiers with mortar and tank fire. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Republican leaders in the House of Representatives withdrew legislation on immigration yesterday. They couldn't collect enough GOP votes to pass the bill. Democrats had already said they would not back it. The legislation would have made it easier to deport tens of thousands of children who illegally cross the U.S. southern border alone. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.